One other issue that has been a hot topic, I know that everyone is concerned about the article that was in the Boston Globe this past week about the turf field. And as we've been advised by the town attorney, we'll not be making too many more public statements other than what I'm about to say tonight, which I feel is very important. So, however, I want to make sure that a few folks, that everybody is aware of some concerns that we've heard, and I feel very confident in the data that the DPW has, and so I'm going to make the statement. And outside of that, until we comply with the DEP order or any remediation that they request, I won't be talking about this publicly any further. But given the nature of the request and the allegations that were in that article relative to water quality, in particular in the public drinking water supply, I just want to note that public water drinking supplies in general are heavily, heavily regulated by the federal and state government, by the EPA and the Department of Environmental Protection. The towns and cities across the state don't have a lot of leeway. We don't get to make our own unilateral decisions. Most of what we do for testing, for construction of wells, treatment plants, virtually everything with water supplies is regulated by either the state and, in most cases, the federal government. And given the complaint that was filed, we'll certainly be following through, as I said in the paper, with any remediation required by the Department of Environmental Protection. And I hope that follow-up will come up very soon. I'm confident and hopeful in the next couple weeks, if not sooner, we'll be able to do that. I have personally, as long as the DPW director and water sewer superintendent have met with DEP on site, and we feel like we have a good handle on the situation. We have always, as a community, followed the rules and regulations of DEP to protect the public water supply in Franklin. We have excellent water, great water quality. I will never back away from that. And that is documented annually in all of your mailboxes, every single citizen and business in this town, and it's posted on the website, and there's a history there, of the water quality report, okay, from the town of Franklin. We're legally obligated every year to do that. We do it. I respect the fact that maybe not everybody reads it, but the fact that we send it out, maybe this alert will allow when that mailer comes into the mailbox next year, people will pick it up and take a closer look at it, or they can go to the DPW website and look at the annual report. Second and most importantly, our public water supply is safe from those chemicals, as reported in the Boston Globe. The town did its own PFAS, and I'm not going to try to pronounce that acronym, the word none of us, well, at least none of us cannot say. The town did do its own PFAS study last fall. As all of you know, we're going down the process now to rebuild wells 3 and 6 off of Grove Street, and we're building a new water treatment plant, as a matter of fact. I just signed the contract about a month and a half ago to build that water treatment plant. And at the astute advice of the DPW director and water sewer superintendent, before they went with the design for that water treatment plant, they went out on their own merit, on their own expertise, and did their own study to see if there was PFAS in the public water drinking supply over there so that we could prepare the water treatment plant in case there was something that we needed to adjust. And I have those results, and at the right time, we'll publish those results. You know, the results show that there are no chemicals in our public water drinking supply. I felt that that was an important thing to at least put out there this evening. I'm sure it'll catch a little bit of announcement. But in terms of public water drinking supply, some of the comments that I've heard about on Facebook and other places, it's really gotten very dangerous in terms of the messages and the assumptions and the ideas that people are putting out there are very, very incorrect. And people, from what people have called me and told me and written emails, people are going to their own extent to try to do something within their own life because of their own fear. And I wanted to make sure tonight at this meeting, publicly and on camera in front of other folks, that they heard that from me and that I have the evidence upstairs that when we did those tests, Ms. Rosala affirms for me that there is no PFAS chemicals in our public water drinking supply, as potentially alleged in that Globe story. And I thought that was something that was very important. Finally, I need to assure everyone in this town and in general, our community and our staff do an amazing job in protecting our public drinking water supply. And we do mandatory testing as regulated by the EPA and by DEP. We test our water all day, all the time, and we do that at intervals that's recommended or that's mandated by the state and federal government. I want to make sure it's clear to everybody. There is no federal nor state requirement to test for PFAS, the chemical that was in that article. Okay? So there is no requirement from the state or the feds to test for that. Our staff went out and did that on their own, as they do quite often. And so I just wanted to make sure that at least tonight, in terms of public water drinking supply, it's something that's so obviously critical, that I made at least some sort of statement tonight during the town administrator's report to try to ease some sort of calm, given the amount of frenetic emails that I've been getting or phone calls on this issue. I wanted to make sure that that announcement was out there tonight, so hopefully some of that word can kind of spread and get throughout the community. Once we have worked with DEP on the formal complaint that was filed by a third party, once we have a formal letter back from them about their analysis of what they went down to the site and saw, we will of course comply with any remediation that the state asks us to do. And at that time, I will be able to summarize a little bit more of the broader response to that article a little bit more heavier. But I thought that that was really important to at least mention tonight. And certainly if any citizen has a call about that, anybody can call the water department or DPW and talk to myself as well.